UAB Medcast is an ongoing medical education podcast. The UAB Division of Continuing Education designates that each episode of this enduring material is worth a maximum of 0.25 AMA PRA Category 1 credit. To collect credit, please visit uabmedicine.org/medcast and complete the episode's post-test.
Welcome to UAB Medcast, a continuing education podcast for medical professionals. Bringing knowledge to your world, here's Melanie Cole.
Medical thoracoscopy offers pulmonologists an invaluable tool for understanding and treating pleural diseases. My guest today is Dr. Hitesh Batra. He's the Director of Interventional Pulmonology and Pleural Disease Program at UAB Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Batra. Tell us a little bit about the history of interventional pulmonology.
Thank you, Melanie. Interventional pulmonology has been around for decades, and as interventional pulmonologists, we deal with advanced diagnostic bronchoscopy, complex airway disease, and pleural diseases. The formalization of interventional pulmonology programs has really happened over the past couple of decades with the first few fellowship programs that started in Massachusetts at Lehi Clinic and Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. Over the past 15 years or so, several other fellowship programs have started as well, and we now have over 20 programs in the country. At UAB, we recently started our interventional pulmonology program in August 2016.
Are all pulmonologists skilled in interventional techniques?
Well, most pulmonologists do get training in bronchoscopy during their training. But in today's day and age, the interventional procedures such as advanced diagnostic bronchoscopy, which includes endobronchial ultrasound, navigational bronchoscopy, other air procedures that deal with complex airway disease, such as rigid bronchoscopy, use of thermal techniques such as laser, airway stenting, and advanced pleural procedures such as medical thoracoscopy, all of those procedures that I just mentioned are not the usual part of training for a general pulmonary critical care fellowship program.
So what are some indications for a medical thoracoscopy or a pleuroscopy? What would send somebody to see you?
Well, the most common reason we do medical thoracoscopy is evaluation for a suspected malignant effusion. Other indications are undiagnosed pleural effusions and staging of cancer. Sometimes we already know a patient has lung cancer or breast cancer, for example, but we need to do medical thoracoscopy just to get more tissue for targeted therapies. Those are the diagnostic indications. Now, there are a couple of therapeutic indications, too. We do medical thoracoscopy. And sometimes medical thoracoscopy is also used for early empyema or lysis of adhesions.
Is it also used in the management of pleural effusions?
Yes. Like I was saying, the therapeutic part of course, medical thoracoscopy is achieving pleuritesis. So we most commonly do that using talc, but some centers also use some other agents such as doxycycline, which can achieve pleuritesis.
So what are some of the complications of this procedure and the breathing and the movement of the lungs? Explain to other physicians what complications they should be aware of when performing this procedure.
Right. So there are complications to this procedure like any other procedure, but generally it is pretty well tolerated and the risk of complications is low. Medical thoracoscopy, as opposed to VATS, which is video-assisted thoracoscopic surgery, in contrast to that, medical thoracoscopy is done under conscious sedation and local anesthesia. So our patients are awake and easily arousable and can talk to us during the procedure. The complications that can happen are, one, hypoxemia during the procedure. Re-expansion pulmonary edema can certainly happen. We can also get bleeding during the procedure. Now, these complications during the procedure, of course, afterwards we can have, again, re-expansion pulmonary edema, we can get infection, and those are the common complications that can happen. Again, the chances of these is low. Death due to medical thoracoscopy or having serious complications is extremely rare.
And the patient is not intubated, correct? So explain a little more about the difference between a thoracoscopy and a video-assisted thoracic surgery.
Right, yes, that you're correct. So when we do medical thoracoscopy, we do it in our bronchoscopy suite, and the patients are not intubated. They are under conscious sedation. And conscious sedation means that the patients are awake or easily arousable. And typically, we use small doses of medications such as midazolam or fentanyl, and we use local anesthesia to do this procedure. So, yeah, the patients are awake. It does, the fact that the patient is not intubated and compared to VATS, where patients often get intubated and often get double lumen tubes, which can allow collapse of one lung, that does make the examination of the pleural space a little bit easier in case of thoracic surgery. And that also, with VATS, a surgeon can also do a lot more things than we are capable of doing with medical thoracoscopy, such as doing lung biopsies or lymph node dissection and so on and so forth. Having said that, with medical thoracoscopy, we are able to do pleural biopsies. We can inspect the pleural space. We can achieve pleuritesis. And most importantly, the patients don't have to undergo general anesthesia. It's a pretty straightforward procedure. It could potentially be done in an outpatient setting. We do not need an anesthesiologist with us in the room, and it is really great for cost saving as well.
What would you like patients to know about searching for a physician performing these types of procedures?
So for most centers, medical thoracoscopy is performed by interventional pulmonologists. So that is one way to look for somebody who performs medical thoracoscopy, is to look for an interventional pulmonology program in that in your area.
And Dr. Batra, what would you like to tell other physicians about performing this procedure?
Well, one good thing about medical thoracoscopy is that it is very easy to learn. It is easier than learning flexible bronchoscopy. Having said that, there is a learning curve to this procedure. And, of course, it's hard to put a fixed number on any procedure to guarantee competence. It is generally recommended that one should do at least 20 procedures under the supervision of a trained thoracoscopist before adequate competence in this procedure can be achieved. Beyond that, doing about 10 to 12 procedures a year is usually adequate to maintain competency. Now, when a procedure, when a physician is evaluating a patient for medical thoracoscopy, of course, it's really important to get a good history and physical, carefully review their imaging, carefully think about the etiology and the diagnosis and management of pleural effusion. What I'm trying to get at is that we all need to aspire to be more than just an expert with instruments within the pleural space. We need to always keep in mind the big picture of why we are doing something.
And how can a community physician refer a patient to UAB Medicine?
The best way to refer a patient to us is through the MIST line. It's 1-800-UAB-MIST.
And tell us about your team, Dr. Batra. Why is UAB so great to work with?
Well, for one, we are proud that we are the only interventional pulmonology program in at the whole state of Alabama. We are able to handle all the whole range of pulmonary and pleural diseases, including central airway obstruction, evaluation of lung nodules, mediastinal adenopathy, suspected or proven malignant effusions, and undiagnosed effusions. We have all the equipment that any interventional pulmonology program needs, and we really have a very experienced team of physicians here, including, of course, I'm here, but my colleagues, Dr. Tachikara George, trained at the Interventional Pulmonology Program at Memorial Sloan Kettering in New York. We have Dr. Mark Dransfield, a lot of experience in COPD and lung cancer and advanced bronchoscopic techniques. We have Dr. Veena Anthony here, who is a professor in a division, and she has extensive experience in pleural diseases. And then we have Dr. Belpalski and Dr. Trevor, who has a special interest in asthma and interventional techniques for asthma, such as bronchial thermoplasty. But most importantly, we also have really great relationships with our thoracic surgeons and with our oncologists and radiation oncologists and our radiologists and pathologists. So what we do here at UAB is a truly multidisciplinary approach to treating these diseases.
Thank you so much for being with us today. You're listening to UAB Medcast. And for more information on resources available at UAB Medicine, you can go to uabmedicine.org/physician. That's uabmedicine.org/physician. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.